New safeguards protect against foodborne illness. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, USDA has announced measures to better protect consumers from foodborne illness in meat and poultry products.
We intend to launch traceback investigations earlier and identify additional potentially contaminated products sooner, when we may have the chance to prevent it from reaching consumers in the first place.
That's USDA Undersecretary for Food Safety, Dr. Elizabeth Hagen, who explains the key differences between the old policy and the new one.
When inspectors take samples now, they will record the information about the supplier that could be involved in that sample, so they already have that information at the time when something might begin to look like it's positive in our testing system. So they have the information. They're taking a sample, let's say, of ground beef. They have the information about the source material that was used to go into that ground beef at the time that the sample is taken. There are several steps in our testing process, and it's just sort of a matter of when the flags begin to occur. This is a PCR-based testing process, and without getting into a lot of detail there, I'll say that we have a phase in the system where we call it a potential positive. So we have enough signal that this may turn out to be a real confirmed E. coli positive test. We then have a presumptive positive stage in the testing system, and then we have a confirmed positive stage. And we're really looking at our experience. We're really looking at how the industry operates. We're looking at the data that we've accumulated over the years enough to know that when we're at a presumptive stage, that is a good time to start looking and going backwards and doing this traceback work.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.